Why are the schools in New Mexico asking for 16mm prints of the Joel McRae Super Western They Pass This Way? What makes the action picture Mr. Joseph Young of Africa of special interest to wrestling fans? What incident in a recent picture is of unusual interest to all Bing Crosby admirers? For the answers to these questions and plenty of good American Western and country music, listen to Red Harper's Hollywood Roundup. A Hollywood howdy to you, neighbors, from your old corral pal Red Harper, bringing you the latest news and gossip about your favorite Western movie stars, what's going on in the folk and country music field, and most important, a cowboy movie star in person as my special guest. So don't run away, because pretty soon you're going to meet your old pal, Kurt Barrett. Well, sir, I'm right here to tell you there's plenty of action going on in them now Hollywood studios. If there were only two pictures being made out here, it'd be a rip-snorting Western. The theatergoers love them, and the stars love making them. Why, during recent months, several more big stars had swung into the saddle for the first time. Ray Milland went Western in that Technicolor epic California, and even Gregory Peck donned a 10-gallon Stetson for that super-duper Duel in the Sun. Dick Mature, Burt Lancaster, Bob Mitchum, Robert Young, Glenn Ford, and William Holden are just a few of the other film favorites who have turned to the wide open spaces and made Western movies in recent months. Whether it's a million-dollar Western like Albuquerque or a small shoot-em-up, the fans sure do love their action films. Hey, here's a funny story about Bing Crosby. Bing, you know, has made several Westerns and has been kidded by everyone about his racing knack. But he rode a horse for the very first time in front of the cameras for the remake of that old Will Rogers favorite, A Connecticut Yankee. By the way, Bing, congratulations for being included with other national leaders as one of the 10 most popular Americans in that recent poll by the Woman's Home Companion magazine. Incidentally, folks, Bing was the only person in show business to make the poll. Pretty keen, huh? All you sports fans will be interested to know that these handsome heroes of the squared circle, Primo Canera, Man Mountain Dean, Wee Willie Davis, Sammy Stein, Ivan the Terrible Rasputin, the Swedish Angel, Bomber Kulkovich, Carl Davis, and Sammy Miniker are playing themselves in the movie Mr. Joseph Young of Africa. Now there should be an action picture with plenty of action. If the studio pays them by the grunt and groan, they'll all be millionaires. Red Harper presents a special feature, the Hillbilly Hall of Fame. Now, I want to do something a little different today. Say, Eddie Kurtz, you call me Red? Yes. I want you to choose the song for the Hillbilly Hall of Fame this week. How about it?
Well, let's see, Red. Seems to me like we get more requests on our radio shows now for that Bob Atcher and Cowboy Copas number, signed, sealed, and delivered.
Then you think it's good enough to be put in the Hall of Fame, huh?
Why, sure, Red. Here, I'll sing it for you, and then you let me know what you think.
Well, now, that's a wonderful idea, Eddie. I'm a listener. It's just to have a little bit of that stuff.
Signed, sealed, and delivered. A package containing my heart. To open, remove the wrapper. But please don't tear it apart. You broke my heart when you left me. You left me alone and so blue. I'm sending it special delivery. Please handle with care. I thought perhaps you would keep it just for a while, don't you see? But darling, please keep it forever. Without you, it's no good to me. I'm sealed and delivered. A package containing my heart, I send it to you as a token. I'm sorry we're so far apart.
Well, Eddie boy, if there was any doubt in anyone's mind about that tune, a nice rendition of it will put it right up there with the best of it.
Well, thanks for them kind words, sir.
Well, you're welcome. And come back to see us real soon, will you?
Do you think next show will be too soon?
not a bit, Eddie. We'll all be standing here. Well, folks, it looks like my old pal Gene Autry booked some sort of a record or something on his recent personal appearance tour. You see, Gene hadn't made a tour since 1939, so he really went all out this time and hit 11 states and 22 cities. I got a note from my old pal Pat Butler from Houston, and he said the Cass County boys, Johnny Bond and Ruth Davis, on tour with Gene, went over big everywhere, and that the crowds were just colossal. And I know old Pat stopped the show every time, too, because this former member of the WLS Barn Dance Troupe in Chicago is one of the funniest guys in show business. Well, I'm right proud to hear that the schools in New Mexico are all asking producer Harry Sherman for 16-millimeter prints of his Joel McRae picture to pass this way, to help them in a project of the history of their state. The entire picture was filmed there on the original site for the historical novel Paso Puraqui, on which the picture is based. You know, I'm sure there are many stories just like this about all of our United States, and I'd like to see more producers with the courage to make them. Can you tell me a better way to tell America, not only to our school kids, but to the whole world, than with real good, wholesome stories of our country? Well, not on your chin type.
Red Harper's Hollywood Roundup presents another special feature. From Monogram Studios, Johnny McBrown's hard-riding, sweet-singing saddle pal, in person, Kurt Barrett.
Howdy, neighbor.
Hi there, Red. Well, Kurt, boy, I'm mighty glad you dropped in.
Well, Red, you don't know how I've been itching to get over here and say hello to the folks and solve the fat a little with you, too.
Well, I know you've been awful busy with all those Western pictures, and, well, I hear tell you were hog-tied and spring-halted in that there big recording stampede.
Well, I managed to run a couple out of the chute over at the King's Spread.
Hey, I heard that last King release of yours, and, boy, it's a pipperoo. But tell me, how's your old sidekick, Johnny Mac Brown?
Well, right now he's out beating the brush on personal appearances. And the boys over on Stage X tells me he's doing like smart race stuff.
Say, how many pictures did you make of him, anyway?
Let's see now. 8, I believe.
Say, I saw that last opus, and what was the brand on that one?
Raiders of the South. Johnny Mac done himself up right proud in that one, too.
Say, wasn't that your own Western band in there backing you up?
Yeah, the Trailsmen.
Say, they sure are a fine group. And by the way, Kurt, I seem to remember your name connected with that Henry Fonda Vic Mature picture of My Darling Clementine. What was that?
Well, Red, I augmented the Trailsman to 24 pieces for that. A 12-piece choir and a 12-piece Western band. We did all the singing and playing in the picture.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. Hank Fonda did a funny dance in that church social sequence, didn't he?
Yeah, we sure had a lot of fun making that scene. But, you know, we didn't know when we recorded it whether or not we were going to be in the picture.
Well, how's that?
Well, Alfred Newman, the musical director at 20th Century Fox, he told me when he hired me they were looking for real, authentic Western music. And they might use the studio musicians if our work didn't turn out so good.
Well, so you had to make it good.
Yep. Everybody was in fine fettle that day.
Say, yeah, almost as fine a fettle as you were in that wild horse race at the Phoenix Arizona Rodeo.
Did you hear about that? You don't miss a thing, do you?
Now, look, what really happened? I want to know the true story.
Well, you know, me and my helper got that ornery cayuse saddled in Hackamore first.
Yeah, and then what?
And I was first in the saddle.
Yeah?
And I was first to take off, a bumping and a bouncing. That Mustang had more bends in him than a pretzel. And finally, we started running like that certain fox in a forest fire.
Yeah. Go on.
And I looked back over my shoulder, and not another horse was in sight. I was first again.
Well, good for you.
But doggone it, Red, you know that darn critter was running the wrong way.
Oh, no. Say, Kurt. Somebody told me that you was doing that old man character on Foy Willing's All-Star Western Theater radio show. Is that right?
Yeah, it sure was, Bud. But a funny thing happened to me that day, too.
Well, what happened, Pappy?
Well, two fellers were standing on the corner. One feller's name was Wood, and the other feller's name was Stone.
Yeah?
A pretty gal passed by, and Wood turned to Stone, and Stone turned to Wood.
And
they both turned to rubber, but the pretty gal turned into a drugstore.
Oh, that does it. You better do something good real quick, or you're going to get sold out here.
Hold it. I'll sing if you twist my arm. That's enough.
Well, seriously, Kirk. Roy Rogers recorded a number you wrote a couple of years ago that I've always been sort of partial to. How's about giving us a first-hand rendition of that You Should Know?
Give me a chord and see, fellas, and here we go. You should know just what you mean to me. You should know how much I care. Seems as though you're always mean to me, even though I've tried so to play fair. My heartstrings are inclined around your every dream. Your heartstrings are inclined to doubt my every scheme. My heart skips a beat every time, dear, when we meet. And I can't tell you all, my love won't you show.
just to touch or glance, so I'll know I have a chance. And we'll go down Lover's Lane, we two. Then you'll know, my darling, I love you. I wish I could reveal the way I feel, and then you'd help me feel a bargain for a hug. Then maybe in a year, someone cute and dear could help me tell you of my love, my own, if you'd show by just a touch or glance. Then I'd know I have a chance. Off we go down Lover's Lane, we two. Then you'd know, my darling, I love you.
Well, thanks a lot, Kurt Baird, for dropping in, and we sure did enjoy that song.
It's been a real pleasure, Ed.
Well, hurry back to see us real soon, will you?
Sure will. Bye, folks. So long, boys.
Well, I gotta get going now, folks, but we'll be a-riding your way real soon, and so try and be in, will you? Till then, this is Red Harper reminding you that nothing is easier than fault finding. No talent, no self-denial, no brains, and no character needed to set you up in the grumbling business. So ride easy, partners. Don't pull leather.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Thank you.